Oh, doing terrific.
We're looking forward to, like everybody is, for things to really get going. And we talked to you a while ago, and there was an excitement. And now that the Stanley Cup playoffs are into the semifinal stage, where are you at now, do you think, in terms of market excitement and readiness?
Well, you know, we were a little bit disappointed with the 2020 not being the start date, but I think the extra year has been in some ways a blessing in disguise. The arena is going to be that much better. It gives us a chance to sort of measure twice and cut once on some other issues. And, you know, we're making great progress, and I think this is going to become pretty quickly a great NHL market here.
Well, most people do, and I know everywhere you've been, you understand that to become a fabric of the community, you need to tailor make your franchise to wherever you are going to be. What do hockey fans in Seattle, the ones you've identified, what do they want to see? What type of identity do they need to have with their team?
Well, I would say, you know, we have 32,000 depositors, which was just remarkable that, you know, that day, March 1st, 2018, will forever be, you know, should have forever go down in, you know, in history for this franchise, because it was amazing what the fans did. But the makeup of that group is certainly hardcore hockey fans, and we talk to them all the time, sports fans, and then there are definitely some curiosity seekers who haven't been to a game and don't really know the game, but just had the feeling that this was going to be really cool, and they jumped on the bandwagon. And so, you know, and we're going to need to lay this out, being super respectful to the people who truly understand the game, but knowing there are going to be some people with us who have never been to an NHL game. And but we'll find the balancing line there at some point in time. And I think the first time they go to a Canucks Seattle game, they're going to realize, wow, this is cool, and what a great rivalry.
Todd Lywicki joins us here on Sportsnet 650. The program, Walker Rintoul, the president and CEO of the Seattle NHL team. I wonder, in this process that you guys have started, when you eventually hire your GM and your staff and your head coach, do you approach it like a lot of us do? Hubris is probably the wrong word, but we all look at it, it's like, boy, everybody and their dog is going to want an opportunity to have one of those jobs, given how Vegas went. Do you guys approach it like that too, in the sense of, hey, we can pick whoever we want at a given juncture?
It's certainly an interesting process, and we're now underway. We know that, you know, Vegas hired a year out, so we're under no pressure. But the candidate pool is, you know, it's been folks who have had the job and for whatever reason left the job. You know, the phrase used is fired, and that's such a harsh word, but use it if you wish. And then there's candidates who haven't had the job but might be seen as rising stars. So this isn't like you're out recruiting for a Fortune 500 company and you're one of one. There are 31, you know, sitting GMs. We're not going to get any of them. So you're either going to get somebody who actually had the job and lost the job and wants a second or third chance, or you're going to take a flyer on somebody whose stock is rising, who you think could take this on. George McPhee, when I worked in Vancouver, I got to know George, and we've been friends ever since. And, you know, I loved hockey as a kid, but, I spent about 4 years in Vancouver, and I got to work with George McPhee. And then, you know, one of my all-time favorites of it, not only somebody I've met in my life, but just somebody I looked up to, was Pat Quinn, and, just everything he stood for. So some of what we're going to be comes from the cumulative experiences I've had, and Pat Quinn left an amazing impression on me for what a true hockey person was about, what integrity was, how he loved the game, how he treated the players. He was an enduring figure for me in my life.
Ken Holland decides that he gets an offer that he can't refuse in Edmonton. When that went down, did you have to cross a name off your list? Was that a solid option for you and your group?
Well, I'd be BSing if I didn't say Ken Holland was interesting. He was, you know, when Steve went back to Detroit, many people wondered, would Ken really be happy in sort of a senior advisory role? And it turned out, no, he still had fire in his belly. And, I think that you know, Edmonton did a great job. They did a very thorough search. They talked to lots of candidates, and when the moment was right, they got their guy. And, you know, Bob Nicholson deserves credit. And that's an interesting situation, I think, for Ken. You know, he can go right in, begin to work his magic, and he doesn't have to wait 2 years. And I think it ends up being a great fit for him.
Todd Lewicki is the president and CEO of Seattle Hockey. Joins us here on Sportsnet 650. You mentioned Ken Holland, Steve Yzerman, Kelly McCrimmon now off the market with what Vegas has done. With those three recent events transpiring, you referenced earlier, hey, Vegas hired a year out. We don't have to do anything. But has it made you more cognizant, Todd, that, look, if we see the right guy early, we will hire him sooner than perhaps we would have?
You know, I think the great thing here, and really evidenced by the training center we're building, Seattle does not have a sheet of ice in the city. So, you know, and when it came to that, we're doing it the hard way here. There's no public money in this facility, and that's not how it works. Is normally these are public-private partnerships. This is 100% privately financed. We paid the highest price ever paid for a team, but we're missing a training center, and our ownership bought into the vision that we needed to do something special there. And so we're building a three-sheet facility just 5 miles north of the downtown in the Northgate Mall. The mall was one of the oldest in America, and this is going to be the centerpiece of the rejuvenation of that mall, the remake of the mall. And it's really evidence that this ownership team wants to win. And so if we find the right person and it's 2 years out, we're going to do it. And if we feel like we need to wait, ownership's going to be very supportive there as well. But, you know, we got to be on our toes and we got to pay attention. And all three of those individuals were excellent. Each one had their own unique circumstance. I think Kelly felt great about what he built in Las Vegas. I think Steve wanted to go back to Detroit. And I think Ken Holland had an offer of a lifetime.
It will surprise you not at all that a name that has been speculated here is Mike Gillis, a guy that you have a relationship from the past when you were on the advisory board when he was the GM of the Vancouver Canucks. Have you had conversations with Mike Gillis about joining the organization in some capacity?
No, not yet. And, you know, we're going to get organized and start doing more formal interviews. But Mike Gillis, you know, he was the GM of the year. I was in the building during Game 7, and he did a terrific job on that team. And, you know, and so I think one of the things we're going to do is we're going to go on a bit of a listening tour to go out and just see friends, see candidates. And I'm going to devote time in the next coming weeks to go do that. And Mike will be a guy that I'll have breakfast, lunch, or dinner with, I hope. And the draft is bringing us up to Vancouver. But Mike is a, you know, he's not only a really good hockey man, but he's a good man overall. And I have a lot of respect for him.
What's your view on his tenure as general manager here in Vancouver overall?
Well, first, it's a hard job, and you know, and he did take the team to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you know, that's rarefied air. I got there with Steve Yzerman, and you know, I've worked in soccer and the NFL, and I started out in the NBA. There's no question the hardest tournament of them all, in my mind, is the NHL. So to get a team to the Stanley Cup Finals and get a team to Game 7 is remarkable, and he should be proud of that for the rest of his life. And that's a credit, you know, to him and others in the organization, but he was the GM. So I thought he did good work for sure.
We were talking a lot yesterday, Todd, about Zion Williamson with the NBA draft lottery, and you've worked in so many different sports and in different capacities. And I wonder, with a guy like that, how much does it change the whole plan? And who knows how he impacts wins and losses and championships. But when someone comes along that you can market your whole franchise around, how different of a wrinkle does that add to a team, maybe like yours, which will be starting up?
Yeah, I think, you know, the NBA is unique in that you know, you have five athletes, you know, on the court representing your team, and they're playing lots of minutes, and star players in the NBA play most of the game. So an individual athlete can have a dramatic impact. You know, one of the great things about the NHL is players who are drafted in the first round, many of them go back to their junior clubs and ride buses. And therefore, by the time they get to their parent team, they have deep appreciation for for a lot of things. And so I think when you look at NHL players and why they are who they are, they really go through a hard, long road to get to pull the sweater on of the team. And so, and you know, we feel good about the expansion roles. I think the teams are going to be a little bit smarter this time around. I think George and Kelly did an absolutely fantastic job, but we know that our job will be a little bit harder because I think teams are going to be a little bit smarter. But nonetheless, we should end up with a very, very respectable team. I was president of the Minnesota Wild, and I remember what that expansion draft looked like, and this is going to be vastly different.
Todd Lewicki joining us here on Sportsnet 650. Picking up on that thought, have you noticed changes in the way teams are doing business as they prepare their rosters for that expansion draft?
Yeah, I mean, we're not seeing anything too dramatic, but we know for sure that the teams are definitely cognizant of this. But, you know, the bottom line is we're going to get good players. And there's things you can do, certainly. But, you know, you have to – there are players that are going to get, you know, exposed in the expansion draft, and I think we'll get a good team. And then a big part in sports is the stuff you do around the team and how you make it prideful to pull that sweater on. And I like our chances there. We're going to have an extraordinary training center. Our arena, we think, will be one of the most beautiful arenas in the entire world. When you come down to a game, you can check me on that fact. But I think when people see what we're doing here, it's really going to be spectacular and will go down as one of the most beautiful arenas in the world. And then we have incredible fan support. So I think players, coaches, GMs who come here are going to feel as though they're at a pretty cool place, and it's a cool moment in time, and I think that'll add some inspiration to this whole thing.
Todd Lewicki, our guest, do you have any updated timeline or a drop-dead date on a new name or a name for the franchise? Any new thoughts?
Listen, you know, we need to reveal it at some point in time, and so for better or worse, I've decided today is the moment.
Beautiful. Hit us.
Hey, I was about to do it. You guys just talked me out of it here, all right? So, like, hey, the heck with you.
I can't argue with your choice of platforms. I can't do it. Others around you might, but I can't.
The name is one that's interesting because it's the most subjective of all the things we're going to do here. And, you know, if you've been to games or you have kids, you can get down as an expert. And so we did the Seattle Times did a contest, 100,000 submissions by fans with 380 different names. And so it's something we're working on, and we're hoping next fall that we'll reveal that. But it'll be a part of really a whole ramp up to then opening day. And, you know, I did this once before with the Minnesota Wild and said, it was the greatest experience of my life, and I'll never do it again. And here I am doing it again. And you know, it is exciting. And, you know, to bring the NHL to Seattle, this is such a fantastic, fast-growing market. I've had a long relationship here with the fans, and these are really good fans. And I love what's going to happen between our two cities. It's 130 miles north. I think that's, 160 kilometers or something like that. But the two cities are so close, but they haven't had the connection that one would think given the proximity. And I think the game of hockey is going to build some really special things between these two communities, and I'm really excited about that part.
I'm looking forward to you drawing one name out of 380 out of a hat in the fall and doing this by lottery.
Well, either that or I did find a Ouija board at a secondhand store, and yes, we might go that route too.
Did you agonize over Wild? Like, was there disagreements, or was there a name that was dangerously close to actually being a reality instead of the Minnesota Wild?
Yeah, I mean, there were a number of names. It was actually picked before I joined the team, but one of the jobs that then we all collectively had is, what does that really mean? And, you know, there was one owner who talked about camouflage curtains and duck calls, but we wanted the Wild to stand for more than that. And believe it or not, you know, the name, people will move past the name. It's all the things we do around that will build and create the brand. It's how it's our colors, it's what we do in the community, it's how we present ourselves on the on the broadcast, it's the presentation of the game and the building. And that's where I think brands really come to life. And it's when you can connect all of those experiences and create the meaningful whole. Make no mistake, the name of the team is important in that matrix I just talked about, but it's not the only thing. And in some ways, it's not the most important thing. I have always thought that game presentation was the ultimate manifestation of a brand. And we're going to really try and put a great, great, wonderful game presentation together from beginning to end. And we're already working on it, which is really fun. You know, normally that's something you sort of address, 11 months out. But we're so intent on having a fantastic experience for our fans. We've actually got a working group now studying the great traditions in sports, the great traditions in the NHL, and really starting to handcraft that experience.
One last quick one for me, Todd. We were talking about the Kawhi Leonard shot the other day for the Toronto Raptors, and sometimes there's a moment for a franchise that it's not even necessarily about a championship. It's just a moment that gets stuck in time and goes beyond your core demographic and just changes everything. Do you remember a moment for a franchise that you had worked with, and how valuable are those moments?
You know, I think those moments are outcomes of incredible hard, work. And so I think those moments come as a result of hard work and hard work on multiple fronts. And those moments get created not because of luck, but because you're prepared and you've done things right. And so when I think about how we're going to try and do it, I hope those moments come, but they will be an outcome of a lot of blood being spilled, a lot of hard work. And, this project in many ways wasn't supposed to be. People didn't think this was a hockey town. They didn't think we could fix this building. It was a historic landmark. I believe the NBA is coming to Seattle at some point in time, but, many people didn't see this as a hockey town. And so I think, my brother had the courage on the building. We put together a deal with the city that privatized the public facility. We took on all the responsibility. We did a plan of finance that most people didn't think we could do. We got the architects and the engineers to figure out a plan of how we preserve the historic roof and build an entirely new building under it. And so, and out of all that hard work will come the opportunity to have those moments. Do I remember them? Yeah, the Minnesota Wild being down 3-1 in two consecutive series and winning game 7 in Colorado and in Vancouver. The Seahawks and winning a huge, a game that leading up to the Super Bowl there and Paul Allen raising that 12th man flag. I'll never forget that and the tears down his cheeks. And, I think for the Tampa Bay Lightning, it was, our American Hockey League team winning the championship. And then you could see, wow, those kids are coming our way. And so all those things are hard-earned, and it's really a cool part of sport.
Hey, Todd, we like catching up. We appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Okay, back to my day job, and to all my friends in Vancouver, look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, we look forward to seeing those jerseys for the Seattle Ouija's. Thanks for the reveal.
Hey, you got it, guys. Go buy your gear now, okay?
See you later.
Sportsnet 650.